Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
So shout out to us for picking the Bills in Survivor. And I'm sorry to anyone who had Green Bay, but turn out the lights. The party's over. We loved it. We danced on your grave. Are you kidding me with this nonsense? With Dable and this team? I got to see Joe Shane up in the owner's box. Looking with his suit. Looking like he's going for his first communion.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful football Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube at youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube page. We're going to have some pretty cool YouTube exclusive content coming your way in the weeks to come here during football season. So make sure you subscribe. youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. What a call today. What a Zoom call today with me and Femi and Bill Zimmerman and Mike Brown and Andrew Williams, and luminaries Jason and Dan on the Odyssey video team. What a crack staff we assembled today on this Zoom call. Some are calling it the greatest Zoom in the history of Zooms. All about YouTube. Subscribe to the page so you don't miss any of the content. youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. We are also on Twitch, twitch.com/TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe there. And we are heard on radio stations nationwide and in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, Femi Abebefe and yours truly, me, Nick Kostos. We will continue to break down to get you set to bet and win on a stacked college football Saturday. We will hit more of the marquee games coming up week 5 in college football, including USC at Illinois. I can't wait to talk about that game. We will talk about Ohio State and Washington and why I think the Buckeyes are going to win big. I think everyone's going to be against me on that game, and I don't care. All of our college football thoughts on the marquee games coming up later this hour on this Wednesday. Next hour on the show. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah. It moved. Our side and total movement sojourn throughout the National Football League. Where we stand on every side, where we stand on every total, all the latest injury information for every game in week numero quattro, including the Cardinals and the Seahawks tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. Four phenomenal guests will join us today on the show. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Can't wait to ask Baldy about Jackson Dart making his NFL starting debut this weekend against the Chargers, and if Dart can have success. Danny Parkins from First Things First on Fox Sports 1. We'll talk to Danny about Caleb Williams and his Bears at the Las Vegas Raiders, and if the Bears can make it two wins in a row. We will go out live to Bethpage Black, the site of the Ryder Cup. Gary Williams of the Golf Channel and SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio will tell us, and you, if it'll be the United States or Europe winning the Ryder Cup. Can't wait for Gary Williams to rejoin us on You Better You Bet. And later this hour, the glass will break. PJ Glasser of the BetMGM Network with his college football bets for the weekend, including his alma mater, Alabama, visiting Georgia. Social question for today, YouTube exclusive. Type in the chat for everyone watching on YouTube. What is your best bet for tonight in the world of sports? Baseball or WNBA? We'll read them at the end of the show. Mike Brown will tabulate them for us. Your best bet for tonight in the world of sports? Type it in on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. We will read them and shout you out at the end of the show. But we officially begin Wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with the biggest game this weekend in the NFL, where the loser of the game somehow, some way, like imagine saying this before the season. Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are both going to play in every game. Like, they will not miss a game. And many of the principal players on both teams will remain healthy. Not all, but many. And one of these teams will exit Sunday's game at 1-3. Seems unfathomable, but it's true. Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead, the 1-2 Baltimore Ravens visiting the 1-2 Kansas City Chiefs. Now, before we talk about the game itself, just a macro snapshot of where these teams are at and my opinions on them moving forward. At BetMGM, our show sponsor, make it legendary. Both teams still big favorites to make the postseason. Now, the Ravens, an overwhelming favorite to make the postseason, because as we're learning, especially with Joe Burrow out, that division ain't no good. And if I got news for everyone. If the Ravens lose on Sunday, I can't wait to bet a 1-3 team at a minus price to win a division. That's going to be fun. The Ravens are minus 1,200 to make the playoffs at 1-2. The Kansas City Chiefs, not quite as big a favorite, but still a favorite. And a pretty decent-sized favorite at 1-2. The Chiefs, minus 210 to make the playoffs. And I want to echo the sentiments of Drew Dinsick, our friend, the Whale Capper, who joined us yesterday, and he joins us every terrific Football Tuesday on You Better You Bet. And I gave you half of this equation at the beginning of yesterday's show, breaking down Monday Night Football. And you know how I feel about the Chiefs, so you know I feel this way as well. Drew said that the loser of this game on Sunday between Baltimore and Kansas City is going to be a bye to make the playoffs. I agree 100%. I think both of these teams are going to end up in the tournament when it's all said and done. And I look forward, and we'll see, like, if it's Baltimore that loses, like, who knows what that price is. It's still probably going to be a big minus price, because right now, think about this. All three other teams in the division, the Steelers are dogs this weekend. 2.5 or 3-point dogs against Minnesota in Ireland. The Bengals are a touchdown dog or more Monday night on the road at the Denver Broncos. And the Browns are 9-point dogs on the road in Detroit. So the Ravens could lose and be like as big a favorite at 1-3. Think about how crazy that is. But I agree with Drew. No matter what happens on Sunday, assuming health, right? If, like, Mahomes gets hurt or Lamar gets hurt, God forbid, that'll change things, right? But assuming health for all the key players, most notably the quarterbacks, I think both teams are going to be playoff teams when it's all said and done. And I feel like that's important perspective to have before we talk about the game, and it's going to be the most hyped game of the week, and we are going to want to draw one way or another, collectively, and like myself included, I can be guilty of this, sweeping conclusions as a result of this one football game, when I think that still, at the end of the regular season, both of these teams will be among the last seven standing in the American Football Conference.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that takes us to the game itself. As it stands right now at BetMGM, the Ravens, 2.5-point road favorites, and maybe this will go to 3. I don't think it will, because Andy Reid came out earlier today and said that everyone's practicing for the Chiefs, and Xavier Worthy's the big one, obviously, that everybody's monitoring, right? I don't think this will go to 3. But for now, we're in between 2.5 and 3. The 2.5 is juiced towards Baltimore, and the total in the game is 48.5. We await concrete, or at least close enough to it, injury news on Baltimore's two defensive players that missed Monday night's game. I think the expectation is that Kyle Van Noy will miss this game, and we await news on Nnamdi Matabuke, their defensive tackle who missed Monday night. One of the reasons why I liked the Lions to run all over Baltimore, and that's exactly what happened on Monday night. So I've talked to people, both on the air, we talked to Drew Dinsick yesterday, I've talked to a lot of people I respect off the air about this game. And the consensus is people like the Baltimore Ravens. And my take on Baltimore is out there, established and well-known. The Sultans of spreadsheets, the dominators of DVOA, the excellence of EPA, but jokers in January. And my take on the Chiefs is out there as well. This was my Super Bowl team before the season. And I still think that they can be a super team once Rashee Rice rejoins the lineup and this offense becomes fully formed. So it pains me to say, I want to bet the Baltimore Ravens. And earlier today, I had an interesting experience in my life. I'm sitting here in this very chair in my office, and I'm looking at BetMGM, and that number is staring me dead in the face. And I take my finger, not my middle finger, mine's out of the gutter. I take my right index finger, and I put it on the mouse, and I'm hovering over the Ravens button to click it on Baltimore. I feel like the dude in Oppenheimer who's about to push the nuclear button. Am I going to do it or not? Beads of sweat forming on my forehead as I try to work up the gumption to click that button. And ultimately, something prevents me from doing so. And what that something is the knowledge that Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh are big game losers. I won't do it. I wanted to do it. I wanted to click the button. Something stopped me. Visions dancing through my head like sugar plum fairies in December. You make what you want of that. Visions of Mark Andrews dropping a two-point conversion in Buffalo. Visions of Derrick Henry putting the ball on the ground week one against the Buffalo Bills. Visions of Lamar Jackson looking as anxious as I did at 14 years old at a co-ed dance. Visions of John Harbaugh staring blankly ahead like a deer as a truck races towards it in the middle of the night. I won't do it. The Ravens' defense stinks. It stinks. And I don't even care if Matabuke comes back for this game. And to be clear, the Chiefs won't win this game by pounding the rock like the Lions did, because their running backs stink. And I'm hoping we see more of seventh-round rookie Breshard Smith, who's actually got some juice. Because Pacheco looks like he's running in quicksand, and Kareem Hunt's been dead for years and nobody knows. How is it going to happen? Look at what happened in the second half. Sunday Night Football, Chiefs and Giants. When the Chiefs came out in the second half, and it looked like that switch got flipped, and they started converting chunk plays, and they started getting the ball down the field. Now, Tyquan Thornton is never going to be confused with 2018 or 2019 Tyreek Hill. But I'll tell you what, he's someone you have to respect down the field now. And if and when Xavier Worthy's back, now we're talking. Now we're cooking. In the big moments on Sunday, ask yourself this question. Who do you trust? Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes? John Harbaugh or Andy Reid? The Ravens can't overwhelm the Chiefs defensively like the Eagles did in the Super Bowl, and Lamar ain't staring down number 15 like Joe Burrow did. Once we get Xavier Worthy in the lineup, Chiefs money line on Sunday. Double cross, bitches. On the other side, Femi and I roll through the biggest college football games of this weekend on a Wednesday. You better you bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.